Hey guys, today we're going to give you a rundown on our four-night family trip to San Antonio, Texas, from strolling the famous Riverwalk to a little R&R at the JW Marriott San Antonio. As we mentioned in the previous podcast, we booked this trip on points and miles. You can go back and listen to episode one for a breakdown on the two specific cards we opened to receive sign-up bonuses that allowed us to take this trip nearly free and exactly how we booked it. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the House of Travel Hacks. I'm Chelsea, a mama of three boys who decided to start homeschooling so that our family could have the freedom to travel more, learn on the go, and turn the world into our classroom. Each episode, I'll be sharing real-world travel hacks, tips for earning and using points and miles, and stories from the road that I hope will inspire your next great adventure without breaking the bank. Whether you're new to travel hacking or just planning your next big trip, you're in the right place. Let's get going. All right, guys, as I mentioned, I've got my husband Coleman with me here today.
Hello everyone, I'm Coleman.
And I did want to mention that since our last episode, there has been an increased elevated offer for the Delta SkyMiles Reserve Card by American Express. The sign-up bonus is now 125,000 miles when you meet the minimum requirements, and this offer does end October 29th. So if you're thinking about getting this card, it's a great time to take advantage of that elevated offer. At the end of the episode, I'm also going to go over the next card that we're going to be applying for that has a $0 annual fee. And it's offering their best bonus offer right now at $900 cash back. So we're going to jump into our trip. We'll start with the night before our flight to San Antonio. Our youngest little guy was sick. He had a fever and was just not doing well.
Yeah, another one of those unfortunate situations for us, whether it's Rocco breaking his leg or an emergency dentist. Unfortunately, yeah, Cruz was not doing well that night.
And we just kind of were uneasy, like, do you take the trip? Do you not take the trip? But by the time he woke up in the morning before our flight was taking off, he no longer had a fever and he was just really fatigued and stuff. But we kind of thought, like, let's just give it a go and see what happens. And, you know, it's just never fun when you kind of have to figure out whether or not you should take the trip. And we also had booked it non-refundable and non-changeable. So if we canceled, you know, we wouldn't have gotten our points and miles back, which would have been a bummer. But when we got to the airport, after we did decide that, you know, he was well enough to make the trip, we didn't have any concerns of him being contagious. We went through airport security and I felt like that went really fast. It was a Thursday afternoon, so we didn't have a ton of people at the airport that day. We also have TSA pre-check from our American Express Reserve and the Capital One Venture X, and the kids were able to tag along with us through the TSA pre-check, which is really nice and convenient. When we first got there, we decided to check out the PGA Lounge. We had never been there before, and we knew that they had like a golf simulator and everything. And again, if you want to know the exact details on how we got in there basically for free, you can listen to our episode number one. But what did you think, Coleman, of the vibe? I know you're an avid golfer, so what were your first thoughts and impressions when you walked into the PGA Lounge?
Yeah, I've been there once before by myself. I think it was a work trip, but I think it's very casual. There's not too many kids in there, but there was a few kind of on the putting course, but you can book your own sim bay. You can use, you know, it's a giant putting course with like, I don't know, six, maybe eight holes.
Yeah.
So there's definitely things for the kids to do. We, like I said, we did book a bay there. So we had some of our kids doing that while others were putting. So it worked out really well.
I definitely don't feel like we needed the bay though. I think they were like more interested in the putting, and I felt like the bay overall got really underutilized. Like I wouldn't feel the need to rent the bay again.
Yeah, with kids, I mean, looking back, with kids, I don't think we needed the bay at all. I think each one did a shot or two, and then they were over it.
Yeah, they were into the putting more, for sure.
Yeah, they definitely loved the putting, and there were TVs all over with golf on, free snacks for the kids. I don't know if you recall that, or if that was just leaving.
Yeah, when we left, one of the benefits of this lounge was they like definitely loaded us up with a bunch of free snacks and Gatorades as we left to take on the plane, which was really nice. Other than that, though, like I said in the last episode, it is not a free-for-all. Typically there, you get credits to use towards food. And we did get some like chicken fingers for the kids and drinks, and I kind of thought the food was just mediocre, what you'd expect, right?
Yeah, it was nothing special. Yeah. Nothing I would say, you know, I would need to tell everybody about, but just generally kind of airport food for the most part.
Now, if you were to go back, would you prefer the Delta Sky Club Lounge or would you check out the PGA Lounge if it was one or the other?
Depending on if it were just me or the kids, I think either way, I would do the Delta Lounge.
Yeah.
I think it's just a better atmosphere, even though the PGA Lounge was good. I just prefer the vibe, I think, in the Delta Lounge.
Yeah. I think that the kids got a lot of enjoyment and entertainment out of the little putting greens, so I liked that for them. But if it was just us adults, I would definitely probably prefer the Delta Sky Club Lounge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So after we checked out the PGA Lounge, the kids were already antsy. We decided to move on to the Escape Lounge, which was like right next door, so it was super convenient. This was also my first time in an Escape Lounge, and I was kind of disappointed. I felt like it was just very crowded, and it felt kind of like fast foodie vibes to me.
Yeah, I would
like
say
that quality.
For sure, it was crowded. It felt cramped. You know, the food, there wasn't as much selection. It just was, yeah, it was small, kind of hand-in-hand with cramped and crowded. So definitely, you know, if I could pick the Delta Lounge or the PGA Lounge, anything pretty much over there.
Yeah, but this was bottom of the list. It's still nice when you have the kids and they don't really value the food necessarily anyways, that you have this option. But I know for us, we have the priority pass through Capital One, and on February 26th, they are going to be kind of changing their rules for priority pass, and you can no longer get guests in for free. And because we weren't like huge fans of this one, I think we'll definitely be considering like not renewing that card.
And even just the check-in process took longer than the other places. I would say there was a longer line. Just,
yeah.
Checking in general took longer. So.
Yeah, I agree. So once we got through with that, we went on to the flight. By this time, Cruz, our youngest, who was sick the day before, was doing okay. We did end up bringing a stroller last minute because of him appearing to be more fatigued than normal. So we had that, which was really nice so that he could rest. When we got on the flight, we were in the back of the airplane, and luckily we had two rows of three to ourselves across from each other, and Cruz was able to lay down because it was me and him, and then we had an open middle seat, which is really nice. And ironically, you know, things went pretty good on the flight, and then as we were about like 15, 20 minutes from landing, he kind of started crying, saying he wanted to go home, his stomach hurt, and it's like, oh no. And then I'm looking over and I see our middle child actually getting sick at the same time. I think just motion sickness, and that was kind of a bummer because our last few flights, somebody's always been getting sick, even though we do Dramamine and all the things. And one thing to note, that at least on Delta, when our kids have gotten sick these last few times from motion sickness, I've been able to kind of notify a flight attendant, and they can call ahead before you land and have a wheelchair waiting for you. Because I did have Cruz a stroller, but now with Hayes getting sick, you know, it also takes a lot out of those kids, and you just look so tired. It's nice to have that wheelchair waiting for you when you get off the plane, and we can just wheel him. And then we also had Cruz in the stroller, kind of down to get your bags and all the things, just so they can have a minute to kind of recuperate and everything. Once we got our bags, we decided to Uber to the hotel. We were going to the St. Anthony. And one thing that's we do to save money is, if you're a Costco member, they have gift cards that you can buy. It's basically $100 worth of gift cards, so two $50 gift cards for the cost of only $80. So you're saving $20 right there. So anytime before I know we're going to be traveling and using Ubers, I will go to Costco and I will buy two of these gift cards. So $100 value each, $80 total that you're paying though, or $160 for the two of them. And I'll load up the $100 credits on my Uber account. And with the second card, I will go onto Coleman's Uber account and load his $100 gift card on there. And then we can also kind of piggyback off of using that. And with the Delta SkyMiles reserve card, you get $10 back in statement credits each month on ride shares. So I'll have that loaded up into our Uber accounts. If I know we're going to be taking a short Uber ride, I'll turn off the pay with our gift card option so that we can take advantage of the $10 in statement credits from having that Delta SkyMiles Reserve card. And then if we're doing a longer haul Uber card, I'll go back or ride, I'll go back and turn on that gift card. So that's kind of one little hack you can do to save money on transportation. We also have the ride safe seat belts. Those are basically vests that are tethered to the car. I'll have a link in the show notes, but those are really handy because if you have kids in car seats, they're so bulky to carry around, but these little vests, they can just fold up easily into your backpack. And then you put the vest on the kid and you basically tether it to the seat belts and latches in the car. So that's another thing that we do to kind of make transportation, especially when we're Ubering or using rideshare, a little easier.
I would say that's a game changer for sure.
Yeah.
Those vests.
They're kind of spendy, I think, but if you travel often, it's definitely an investment. And I know we've like let friends and family borrow them and they just love them.
I can't imagine traveling without those.
Yeah, especially if you have like more than two kids that need car seats, that would just be gross. And I wouldn't even travel, I think, if I had all the car seats and strollers and all the things. So our first hotel we stayed at was the St. Anthony, and that was downtown. That was the one that was within walking distance to the Alamo. What did you think of the St. Anthony?
Yeah, I thought it was a great vibe. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the hotel that our children picked out?
Yes.
So I mean it was very nice and historical. I know they gave us a lot of historic facts about it, that things I didn't know, replica chandeliers from the Titanic, mm-hmm. like things like that. I didn't see many other children under 10, you know, no, kind of yeah. running around. They had a smaller pool, which was nice. Our kids got to use that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was nice. And I would recommend it. I'm not sure if we would need to go there with the kids again.
Yeah, I don't think I'd necessarily. It was great for one night, but I would not spend more than one night there with the kids. It didn't have a lot, I think, to offer families in general or kids. There wasn't like any entertainment or anything. And the pool was definitely more adult vibes for sure. So when we got, you know, settled in the hotel and stuff, it was kind of getting late. It's about 8:00. We decided to go check out the Riverwalk. We first went to Boudreaux's, which was a Texan bistro. What did you think of Boudreaux's?
Boudreaux's was nice. I think, again, with the kids, I mean, even without the kids, I don't think I would ever need to recommend it to someone. The bill, you know, it was expensive and the kids weren't really vibing with the food.
Yeah, it was, felt fancy, too fancy
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, it was like, it was fancy. The inside was very fancy. We sat outside on the patio area to kind of get the vibe outside, but yeah, inside was very nice. They have some great options for, you know, higher end food. But again, for the kids, I don't think we needed to make a stop there.
No, they like didn't eat any of their food. It looked really good, but it was like grilled chicken, which our kids are just, and vegetables and stuff, and we're more chicken fingers and fries. Also, something to consider when you're at the Riverwalk is there are a lot of street artists, people coming around kind of offering different entertainment, and just be prepared that they do charge you money. There was a mariachi band there, and he came up to us and asked if we wanted a song, and I was like, oh sure, you know, that'd be great. And he kind of was like, okay, well, how much are you gonna pay? And I had no idea because I've never paid for a song before on the street. So I was like, I don't know, $10. He's like, no, 25. And I was like, just kidding, we don't really value it that much, even though I'm sure you sound great. Also, there's like balloon artists and everything, but yeah, just be prepared that they're going to come up to you. They're obviously going to charge money, and I would confirm before they start their little services what the price would be, because you may think it's going to be one price like I did in my head, and they're going to triple it for you. What do you think about the Riverwalk at night with kids? Like, by the time we left dinner, our dinner did take a long time. I want to say it was like 9:40. It was pretty dark, and I don't know if I'd want to be walking around there with kids that late at night. You know, the adults were starting to come out from the bars, and definitely just not our style for, I think, family atmosphere.
Even when we were leaving the first restaurant, I mean, you looked across the Riverwalk and there was, you know, younger adults chugging drinks and starting to get rowdy. So yeah, I would say, you know, maybe get out of there before the sun goes down for the most part. But yeah, I didn't get an unsafe feeling or anything.
No,
but it was just starting to get rowdy.
Yeah, like we just wouldn't want our kids seeing some of that stuff, and I'm sure some of the language is going to get a little vulgar. I don't know. The next day, we went to the Alamo. We got up nice and early and went there. We did rent the audio tour, which came with the tickets to the museum. And everybody kept telling us before we went to the Alamo, like, it is very underwhelming. It's very small. And I think we expected so little from it that we were actually really kind of blown away. It was, you know, in a historic way, very beautiful, I thought. What did you think of that?
I thought the Alamo was really cool. Again, we had very low expectations, and I was very, you know, pleasantly surprised. You know, just the history behind it. I didn't do the audio, didn't really listen to it, and I was kind of helping the kids, answering their questions, and since I think both of our older kids had the audio.
I think all three of the kids got the audio, and I kind of shared with our youngest because he's only 4, and they were into the audio for like the first 5 or 10 minutes, and then it was just, they put it down and didn't use them actually. So I don't think that was anything, at least for younger age kids, that you would need to do. And our kids are very into the Alamo, like that was kind of the whole reason we were there. So I thought they'd get a kick out of it, but they had just as much fun kind of walking around and hearing from the volunteers their little stories and such, that I don't feel the need to pay for the audio tour again. But the museum was really cool. You got to see a lot of artifacts and weapons. So I'm glad we did pay for that portion of it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Got some really cool souvenirs that we were able to bring back. You know, word of advice, do not lean up against the Alamo. We were watching a movie or a video inside, and I kind of leaned back. I was with one of the kids, and I think put my elbow back, you know, on the actual building itself, and immediately they have, you know, guards and people everywhere just kind of barking at me. But it was really cool, though.
Yeah, and so then later that day after the Alamo, we decided, we had lunch there downtown, just got Subway, which was easy. And then we went to the JW San Antonio. Again, we took our Uber there. I want to say it was like a 20-minute Uber ride.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and we got there, and the resort's beautiful. You know, when you drive up, and it's just really stunning. Check-in seemed like it was going to be chaotic because there was a ton of people there, but it actually went really smooth. They did have like champagne there for us when we checked in, which was kind of fun and special. They upgraded our room because I did reach out to them ahead of time and tell them that we were going to be there right around Coleman's birthday. They kind of just upgraded our view basically. And one thing to note is whenever we're traveling with the kids, I always reach out in advance and I request a room on the top floor and away from the elevators. And that's because in the past, we've had rooms where kids are above us and they are just running all night, you know. So that's one way to kind of eliminate the noise above you so you can sleep better. And also requesting a room away from elevators is key, because then even if you do have people coming and going all hours of the night, you know, if you're positioned away from them, hopefully it won't be as noisy for you. So it's definitely a tip I recommend no matter where you're traveling to do that. And luckily they did abide to that and set us up very nicely at the end of the hallway on one of the top floors. And our room, I thought, was really nice. What do you think?
Yeah, the room was really nice. And, you know, for the birthday, kind of a birthday surprise, when I walked in, they had, a handwritten note with the chocolate-covered pretzel. So, you know, just small things like that are actually really, really cool, I think. But, we had a great, great view. I think everything was really, really good with the JW.
Yeah, and that hotel has 4 different pools, so we spent a majority of our time at the pools. You know, in the first episode I mentioned we were also there because Coleman was competing in a VGA golf tournament. So once we checked into the JW, we never left the resort. We were there the remaining 3 nights, and they had plenty of stuff to keep us busy. My favorite pool was this kiddie pool that was actually like a sand beach. So it was, you could completely just walk out in sand. Was even in the deep end, was the bottom sand, or was it just the shallow?
I think it was more the shallow.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool, nice little feature.
Yeah, they have a bunch of like beach buckets out and stuff in the sand, and then you can walk in. It's just really nice setup for kids and families, and it's a little more quiet, and you can still get food service there and everything you would need. It's kind of like tucked away in the back of the resort pool area, I would say. So it's definitely where we spent the majority of our time, because when we first got there, like the main pool, I felt so overwhelmed. I felt like it was like Vegas for parents that couldn't go to Vegas because they had their kids. Like there were definitely a lot of moms and dads partying hard, and it was just, that was not our vibe with our kids, that we wanted to be around that.
Yeah, totally agree. And I mean, you could, of course, buy cabanas and buy, you know, make it as private as you really wanted. Of course, that's costing a hefty price, but it was so busy. And I think we definitely got the use out of it. And I don't know if the kids paid attention to, you know, how busy it actually, you know, was. They were having a blast, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were all there over, what was the holiday, just back to school, right?
Yeah, when we left, one of the servers, you know, I was talking to them how crowded it was, and that just was not our style, and she said that there was actually 4,000 guests there that weekend. It was mid-August. Apparently, like in Texas, a thing they do is a lot of people kind of do staycations and back-to-school vacations. So that's why it was so busy, because school started that Monday. So everybody was kind of having one last hurrah for summer. And it was just way too crowded. I didn't think in August that it would be busy in Texas with the heat and everything. But now I definitely know to look into those things.
Yeah.
As for food there, they had a lot of really good restaurants. And sadly, we did not go to one.
No.
It was also expensive.
I just found out that they had multiple restaurants, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the kids, when you're swimming all day and they're so tired, I'm not going to force them to sit at, like, a nice restaurant. They would just be miserable. We would be miserable. So for every meal, I think, well, I did an Instacart delivery. We have the Chase Business Inc. card, and you get a $20 statement credit per month with that. So, and you get Instacart Plus, too. So I logged onto my Instacart Plus. I had a bunch of food delivered to the room, you know, stuff we can make sandwiches, breakfasts. We got yogurt, can make yogurt parfaits and cold bagels and all the things. We also did some DoorDash. The one time I think that we got food was like Dippin' Dots. And then we did do a few of the pool grill meals, just kind of ordering chicken fingers and things for the kids when we were at the pool. But other than that, all of our food was in the room, even though they had all those great looking restaurants. But
well, yeah, myself, I wasn't around. I was doing the golf tournaments, so yeah. I wouldn't expect you to be, you know, going to these fancy restaurants without me. But we'll see if we can eat there next time.
Yeah, and they do have Starbucks, and a tip I have is order ahead. We did not know this in the first day we went down to get Starbucks. I don't know, must have been like 8:39 right before the pools opened. And it was a 40-minute wait. Like, insane. Just like crowds of people at Starbucks. Even the second day, by that time I learned to order ahead. And it was a little better. But still, like, definitely order ahead if you are at a resort that has Starbucks. Because it was crazy.
Yeah, I'd never seen a busier Starbucks or coffee shop or anything. I mean, it was wild.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about your golf? So you golfed 2 days, right?
2 days, yeah. It was a two-day tournament at the TPC San Antonio, which is connected to the JW Marriott. So basically, if you stay at the JW Marriott, you get access to this private course. So if you don't know about golf, TPCs are all over the United States. We have one here in Minneapolis, but it's nice to go to a hotel and then get access to something you normally wouldn't have access to. So it is a PGA Tour stop, home of the Valero Texas Open. So that's generally played in April. So it's really cool to go play a course where the PGA Tour players played. So I was super excited about that. But they have two courses on site, the Oaks course, which was designed by Greg Norman, and then the Canyons course, which is a Pete Dye course. So both super cool, I would say. So the Oaks is the one that's on TV with the PGA Tour. However, the canyons, I think the canyons was definitely my favorite course. Super challenging. That was probably the hottest weather I had ever played golf in.
What was the temp? Do you remember?
We were at 102 on, I know on the Saturday, mm-hmm. but yeah, it was, you know, they just warned us multiple times about hydration. And I as much as, you know, electrolytes and Gatorades and everything you're drinking, I mean, it, you know, it almost wasn't enough, but it's a dry heat. But yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, the courses were in great shape. The atmosphere was cool. Mind you, we had 140 veterans from around the central region competing in this tournament. So it was probably different than you might go and, you know, go with four guys or just go with a family. So it was very, very busy, just like I guess the whole resort was. But overall, super, super great experience, and to get access to that was phenomenal. So.
And how did you do in your tournament?
Well, it was probably one of the worst rounds I've had in years. Mm-hmm. And again, not to make all these excuses, but I don't know if I was ready for that heat. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we're traveling with children.
And, yeah.
There's a tour player called Tony Finau on the PGA Tour, and he travels with his, I think he has 7 children. Mind you, he might get a little more help besides his wife, but I'm like, hey, if Tony can do it, you know, I can do it. And I think it's important that we kind of experience these things together. So no, I did not golf good, but I appreciate your guys' support. So
now, how did you feel about the hotel, like their family activities? I think they had a lot going on to entertain families. They had like almost every night, I think there was s'mores. Two of the nights they had a huge like bounce house set up where it wasn't just one bounce house. It was, I don't know, like an assembly line of bounce houses, like jump from one to the other.
6 to 8?
Yeah, it was wild. The kids liked it.
Yeah, again, it was so busy. The lines were long and yeah. We were standing around.
And it was free. Anybody could go. Any guests.
It was free, but really cool to have things. I mean, they're clearly thinking about your family at this place. So that's, you know, that's of course something that's nice and we value. So
yeah, they also did like duck races one morning where you got a little rubber duck, you wrote your name on it, and it raced in the Lazy River.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, there was probably like, I don't know, 100 kids there. And they got a little prize if you won. We didn't win, but that was kind of cute for the kids to get into. They also one night did a movie in the pool. We watched Bolt at like, I don't know, 8:30, and that was fun. The kids got a kick out of being in the pool and being able to watch a movie, but it was so loud. I was genuinely like concerned about their hearing.
I wasn't sure if you were going to say that. Yeah, but yeah, it was the loudest movie I'd ever.
But they loved it. They turned on like the pool lights, so it was like purple and blue. The water was turning colors, and they had the big screen, and that I thought that was unique. I just wish the volume would have been toned down a bit.
Yeah, we sound old.
Yeah, well, we are old. And then when we left, our flight kept getting delayed, and luckily Coleman and I are both Marriott members, so we have the 1 p.m. checkout with a Marriott Bonvoy card, which was nice because we did keep getting delayed that we didn't have to wait at the airport. We were able to just stay in our room a little longer and watch TV and kind of relax, because now by this point I think our oldest was starting to feel sick, right?
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah, with like some cold or just exhaustion. So it was nice to kind of be able to take it easy. And then when we got to the San Antonio airport, I didn't realize when we came in how small it is. It is so small. They only have one lounge, and it's American Airlines. So we didn't get to take advantage of any of our lounge access, which was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but there was really no one there. It's not like there was no crowd anywhere.
Right.
TSA, there was zero lines for anything.
Probably the fastest security we've been through, which was nice.
I've never been through. So that was a huge perk.
Yeah. So yeah, that was our trip kind of summed up to San Antonio. I don't know. I have no intentions on going back. I think there's other places I'd rather see over this. But I was a fan of the JW, where for our next vacation, I would consider finding another JW just because of how family friendly it was.
Yeah, I would, same thing. I would not need to go back to San Antonio. For the golf, that was great. But, you know, now I get to see it on TV and be like, oh, I golfed there. So it was nice, but no real reason to go back. And I don't think the kids would, or they probably feel the same way.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, I was going to just let you in on the next credit card that we're going to be applying for. And I already have this card, but I'm going to refer Coleman. And it's the Chase Inc. Business Cash. And it's the best offer that they've had. It's returning. You earn $900 bonus cash back. This card has a $0 annual fee, which is just amazing. And you may be thinking you don't have a business, but it's really the easiest thing ever. I mean, even if you've sold something on Facebook Marketplace, boom, like they consider that a business. So you receive the $900 bonus cash back after you spend $6,000 in the first 3 months after account opening. It's a great time to get this card right before you start your holiday shopping. This is also the card we used on this trip for the $20 cash back on Instacart for our grocery deliveries to the hotel. So there's that benefit too. Holding this card gives you an Instacart Plus membership for free, so $0 delivery fees. And this benefit of the $20 Instacart credit per month runs through December 31st, 2027. So just by having this card, I mean, you're kind of earning money. You don't have to spend anything, no annual fees, I mean, essentially. And you get this credit every month, which is huge. It is marketed as a cash back card, but it actually earns Chase Ultimate Rewards, which you can redeem for cash back at a 1 cent per point value. If you have a Chase Sapphire Reserve or Preserve, these points can be combined and then transferred to travel partners for potential greater value. And I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can apply. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we look forward to our next episode with you.
Yes, we'll see you later.
Bye.